You're listening to the Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio. That was Brian Adams, who joins us now. Welcome to the Afternoon Express. How's your day going?
Well, it's pretty good. I've just been thinking about the tour I'm about to start and the dates I've got for next year. It's quite a... We got like over 100 shows next year, so yeah.
You know, you're definitely one of the hardest working musicians in the business right now. You've been touring like mad with your So Happy It Hurts tour, and I know that's going to continue again next year. And you've recorded these special performances of three entire albums live at Royal Albert Hall. So tell us about the box set coming out.
Yeah, it's the first time I've done a box set of live albums. And when we were starting out thinking about doing this series of concerts at the Albert Hall, it was really about, you know, how can we make this different? Then we thought, well, maybe it's a good idea to do something different every night where they would change the set list. And then it was like, let's just do a different album every night and showcase the different album.
Wow, that's hard work.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What was fun about it for you?
It's just a lot of great music, and you know, the difficulty might have been just trying to remember everything because it was a lot to take in. I mean, some of the songs that we played, we never played them live before.
And you played three albums. So you played Cuts Like a Knife,
yeah,
Into the Fire, and Waking Up the Neighbors.
Correct.
So if those are your three babies, is there a favorite child?
Not really. No, they're all very different, and they all sort of are different parts of different times at different parts of my life, and were written at different times, so they all have different significance. But the thing about doing them all now is they are being brought to today as opposed to being 30 years old, and they're just being refocused to a whole new audience.
You've got this relationship with the UK. I know that I believe you've lived there at some point. I'm just wondering what's special about it for you.
Well, I mean, apart from my parents being British, when I finally, you know, got a little place there of my own, it just seemed like a good idea for a while.
And I mean, certainly you're internationally known. So I guess we feel like we own Brian Adams because you're from Canada, but your music...
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Vancouver right now. I'm just looking around just thinking, wow, it's just so nice to be back here.
Straight from the heart.
And as a songwriter, you were inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame with your writing partner almost 50 years after you wrote your first top 10 hit. I'm not trying to rub that in, by the way.
It's okay.
You were also recently nominated to be inducted into the American Songwriters Hall of Fame. So congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
To you on both of those accounts. And I mean, you really have a knack for writing, for songwriting and for writing those power ballads like Straight from the Heart. Or do you consider yourself a romantic kind of guy?
Well, I think you'd have to be a little bit to be able to write songs. I mean, I think most songwriters are romantics.
Everything I do it for you.
Yeah, apart from being a songwriter, you're a well-known photographer. And maybe not everybody knows that, but we certainly do. Here at Zoomer, we definitely know you've shot Zoomer magazine covers. And you've really got like an amazing list of people who have posed for you, from Mick Jagger to Dustin Hoffman. And I know the Queen, or Queen Elizabeth, is on that list. And I read that you only had 6 minutes to shoot her. What was that like?
It was fun. And the reason that there was only 6 minutes is that everybody that was photographing her at the time, because they were trying to get photographers that represented the Commonwealth to be representing each different country, and they asked me to represent Canada. And so everybody got 5 minutes.
Well, given your track record as of late, you certainly have a lot of balls in the air, a lot going on.
You've got a lot of balls, full stop.
Great way to end the interview. Thank you so much, Brian Adams. It's been great speaking with you.
Take care. Happy Christmas, by the way.